morning, good everyone. This is Jeff, and we're going to present today FY 17 operating plan and our financial overview. I'm going to
Our FY 15 Q4 filing called the Form 990. Required to publish these documents on estimate versus budget. Our revenue results, we have ours, transaction fees, and fixed actuals, then the budgeted side is our Q1 baseline side. Our largest for travel and meetings side is a view of our FY.
On this slide, we provide more information relative to this project. The data here is presenting the project date costs. So since inception, approximately for July 2014, up to the month of September, which is the last month that we have closed, the past 15 months. See that the total costs to date is estimated 12 million. With a corresponding budget of approximately 9 million. And asked, and it appears here as well, that large independent legal advice expense that contributes to the total, largely unbudgeted. Costs also include personnel allocation, time spent by the staff to the work of the ICG, CCWG. Those are estimated times. There's also, of course, the cost of travel and meetings that met in Wells other professional services, which includes also legal fees, costs, as well as relation services, communication. The bottom left, we can see that the costs of ICG are included in this. It does not include the staff allocation, which just a note on this slide that on our website, have a page, a specific page. There are the link box that also includes that information is held legal advice by month and by group. Review of the new GTLD Prem multi-year forecast. Prem is a program that started 12 that is expected to last approximately or in year 4 program as of now. See the full estimated financial and with about 362 million estimated amount of costs and refunds that were disposed the application processing cost valuation up to right. You see the breakdown of this total by periods of this overall 5-year PR. We just closed FY 15 and we have $80 million dollars. The remainder between the total fees collected and the processing costs of the remainder of $89 million, which is cover for any unpreducing risks and including potential. We had a question in previous right now we are only disclosing here the visible part of the program relative to applicability happening later than 2007. Experience that we have is the last TLD delegated in 4 and there was a specific 11 so more than 7 years later. So mission of the end of the program is something here our funds under management. We do large bucket on the new GTLD program, ICANN operations funds on the right. The new GTLD programs funds includes the remainder of fees collected in 2012. That's not right. Our ongoing operations funds include both an operating fund, which is, in other words, the cash on hands for daily. The reserve fund. From which, as we indicated a little bit earlier, the USG stewardship transition costs are funded. The reserve fund so far has been accumulated, says generated in the past years. There is an informal guidance that we are using of 12, though the board has view of that benchmark, to redetermine in the current circumstance ideal target should be. The rationale for reserves vary very much from organization to organization. Admittedly, we are not We are looking sometimes like a commercial organization, but we also have different aspects of our activity. So that's part of the intent of the project that I referred to earlier, is to be able to spell out the risks that the organization provides rationale to what level, without giving too much insights into. There are benchmarks in the main name system area that other TLDs, CCTLDs, have different, including 2 years of operating expense. There are different approaches to it.
So we've spoken about some of the initial.
The application fees are the unspent amount. This is the amount of are dedicated to the new GTLD program. There are not expected to be used for anything else than the new GTLD program. Where the fees were designed to be, and the only thing that we're expecting are, of course, and then there's potentially, so right now the funds have been designed for the new, have been designed solely for the purpose of, if there would be leftover funds in the future, then a decision would need to be made how we use those funds. At this stage, not have a perspective as it relates to the auction proceeds. The auction proceeds were very early on in the design of the program as extra money in quotes in the sense, not required to cover it in terms of cost recovery. So there is a process that has been initiated, gather input on how to define the process to spend that money, as well as ideas on how to spend that money. And this is a very broad consultative, or opportunities for input from the
ideas and
I wish I would. It's a community process, right? Driven process. So for me, or for us, or anyone, I think that right now the discussions are formulated in terms of what process are we going to put in place to find the usage of those funds. There is a bit of a process stage, process design, designing usage for those funds. And then from that point on, there will be very substantial community consultation, I'm sure. Very difficult to predict, unfortunately.
Point in another context, with regards to the universal, because we were of the opinion that they made a difference between parts of that GTLD program, where it was that is in the point what we like to point out in that group, in that coordination group, that there may be two baskets, priorities, were to be discussed that range, because different directions, which doesn't have anything to do with.
So we will focus a little bit more now on the year ahead of us that we are planning for. By 17, so just as a reminder for everyone, we are currently in our FY16, started in July 2015, will finish in June 2016. For this current year was approved in June 2000. We are now working on developing the operating plan and budget for, as a reminder of our overall planning cycle, which starts strategic plan, five-year horizon, and that's by that five-year horizon. Then is supported by five-year operating plan, which indicates across each of the 5 years of milestones to be achieved along the way. Five-year operating plan is then the basis used on an annual basis to develop at a more detailed level the annual operating. We are right now in this period of updating the five-year operating plan, as well as developing the annual operating. Carol will explain further the as we start this process for we felt it was useful for us to look at what are possible challenges associated with this planning, which if we address well those challenges could become key success factors. We have the USG transition, of course, to plan for. There are costs associated will result from a post-transition state. Planning for it will be an interesting exercise. It will be very assumption-based, as missing in the details to be able to. We will also have a new CEO, And our current timeline is suggesting that we would publish the first draft of the budget and operating plan date prior to the new CEO arriving. Timing that lets the CEO be able to, very meaningful way or very structural, we'll have to manage that with the new CEO and have a deal. As I indicated earlier, number three here on the slide, we are for the first time proceeding with an update of the five-year plan. By 17 will be the year two of our 5 years. In order to determine what year two is going to look like, we will need how year one will have finished, which is FY16, how this position at the end of FY16 of the objectives for the remainder. We are also looking at trying to produce more functional relative to the INA costs, but also other functions, and this is something that progress in as part of the other challenge is that we have a very tight timeline, very intense planning process, which is why we try to start early, and we have started the process earlier this year than we ever have before. And we also need a lot of discipline on how we conduct this process to ensure that we do approve the budget prior to the. Another challenge is simply resource limitation. Every other company, we have resource limit. Good incentive to ensure you prioritize activities, in the, which also means that the next slide, I will pass it on to.
Thank you, Xavier. Taryn Presley for the record. That we think we did well and worked well, involved the board in the public comment process. Planning phase occurred in August, and development phase. That bottoms up draft operating plan and budget March through April of 2016, and like we did last year, host calls with all staff will revise the operating plan and budget results of the public comments received. Two of our SONAC additional budget. The SONAC plan on communicating the process on December 15th, so we will be out in guidelines and the application have December 15th through February 15th. And on the timeline, you'll see there. So again, the submission period will be December 15th. ICANN staff will begin reviewing all the requests live in March. So that community groups who have psyched to have some face-to-face time to make sure staff has a full understanding of the request now for the request. And consultations will take place during ICANN. That ICANN staff evaluate the requests, and that will result in assessment. Adopt the
so that slide is additional budget bids.
Correct.
Outside of the existing
envelope, that's usually around.
Part of that request process is that are they standalone? They where you would look for people to make
The requests have been so far about funding the other type of. Requests, comments on possible saving activity, better viewed as part of the very welcome by referencing the operating plan as well, because it's saving money is so we very much welcome how to save money is something that we look on an ongoing basis as well. Fiduciary response, very welcome. And by the way, of course, it doesn't have to be limited.
It's relatively small compared, but it takes a lot of time. Well, to the smaller bits people like well to discuss. What I would like to say is here on the from your period is a communication. What I'm saying is that there would be a good opportunity. We may fit to that plan in all depending on when it is. I would hold in February or early March or so for the next Marrakesh meeting. Maybe
remember that this process pertains to planning for FY. So an intersessional that would happen in January or February coming up is during FY16, for which those requests do not pertain to the FY16 period, but to using the intersessional as an opportunity to exchange on the a quick update on our enterprise risk management and created an enterprise risk management a little bit more than 2 years ago in July 2000 period. This past period, the function was designed, elaborated, and we have taken stock at the end of about 2 year period, May and June. We have proceeded with where we are along the path of developing that function. ICANN. And next slide, please. We have initiated a process that is now leading us into defining a target maturity position for the risk management function at ICANN. We have worked with the board and notably the risk committee of the board during its recent workshop in Los Angeles. We now have a suggested target stage of show a little bit what that could look like. This target maturity level is going to lead us to find a feasibility of the target suggestors to achieve that target. And then we'll define a roadmap, and this information will then be simply a diagram that shows what we are going to look at. And I apologize, it's a bit small. The seven rows here represent basically the seven areas of how to manage risk in the organization. And at the top, we have risk strategy and appetite. The organization needs to define its risk strategy. What is its appetite for taking on risks, monitoring risks? Risk governance. How do we govern risk at ICE? Advanced on that front by having a very active drives the governance of risks. Another aspect is the risk culture. How strong, widespread, deep is the culture of risk management for ourselves? What level do we want to be? See that the columns reflect from left to right a less or more advanced levelism and maturity of risk management. So first column on the left is weak, the second sustainable, the third is mature, the fourth is integrated, and the last is advanced. The board has been looking at where do we think we need to be along that maturity level. Of course, you can always want to be advanced on everything, large cost to that. A cost in terms of resources, it's an extremely demanding. So the board is working on basically with the risk, filling in this model to define which target we want as an organization, find a roadmap on how to get there. Over this is a best practice in any large company or even small company. We probably try to do it a little bit more like a lot of large companies who have different types of risks. And managing your risks is simply that you always, a lot of people think that we can ignore or do either way, but the bottom line is you have the risks. Managing them is just looking at them and deciding what you decide to do nothing, you still have the risks. So ERM is being conscious of having the risks, doing something, monitoring those risks, and about, of course, mitigating, embedding that knowledge into the planning of the organization is, or be able to react well to them.
Your expectation that the board or the risk committee would start on these levels?
Yeah, they have. This is what we're trying to finalize. This is very recent, so the whole board has not yet even looked at it because it was a small subset of the groups that have looked at that 3 weeks ago. So we're in the process of validating that whole matrix, basically. I can tell you that risk strategy and appetite is something that will be in an integrated mode. So nearly, and the point of that is, sure means that you've defined it. Integrated means you've defined it and you use that information across planning all the, there's also a difference that from mature to integrated is a distribution of strategy and an implementation of the strategy, therefore is representing a large organizational standpoint. But this is where the board is thinking that they want to be.
Integration of this within the culture of your organization, validate the
appetite. Absolutely. And this is definitely something that we will want to look beyond simply the corporation, right? It's an ICANN community risk management.
We're going to spend a few minutes and go back to the five-year operating plan and the to remind everyone, the five-year operating plan follows the same five objectives, 16 goals. The five-year operating plan has the same five. For the five-year operating plan, one of the elements modified and reviewed over this. The five-year strategic plan, and though it's not a specific departmental view, but if it were to do with research, I'm going to give guys a brief overview of the capabilities. You all might know in September a dashboard for those 16 goals. Since this is a beta, we would evaluate them, update them, and process status. We published in September all of the ICANN functions engaged in collecting.
So I'm gathering that a lot of the inputs.
Slide is a sample of what, if you were to go to that page, and if you look at the URL, if you went there, those the five objectives. I'm going to pass the microphone over to Ed, who's going to give us a specific update.
Sorry for joining late. operations, GDD operations, has on four dimensions surrounding our service level delivery over a year now. And as we expand our service offerings and add additional dimensions, we can. However, we felt that it was important as these KPI dashboards evolve that rather than simply report on monthly point in time. So this is one example of how reporting here, June, July, and August, there are four specific metrics from still see each department's metric, but you can, as we amass more data, more longevity, more dimensions, or other representations of this data of our KPI work. All of our staff have goals that we have semester evaluations, so it's for our staff on a number of dimensions. Four bars that are presented here on any given month. They represent the work of an entire department. In fact, for instance, one bar there, GDD operations, that is actually an amalgam of, right now, this 18 different services are tracked towards that. So it's multiple people, multiple services. So this is of the operational abilities and how are we delivering. I should also mention that specifically, since we're talking about, we have defined service level terms. It's out on our website, and we share. And every year, we also look at improving and enhancing those targets, so we continue to raise the bar, if you will.
Thank you very much, Christina. This is just why. For goal, I'm going to go through and discuss each one. Well, I just wanted to point out that I just said the second one has to do with finding, or the, this is in regards to the third example for this one is staff voluntary attrition trailing.
Stuart from .au. I'll make a submission using that link. A couple of observations. It's very easy when you're doing dashboards, easy data sources. So high risk data up front rather than the easy marks. The other thing, and the issues you've got there with your data, is you've got limited, you've almost afraid to ask departments to go and produce historical data. Great examples here, only three, but don't become obsessed with this, the current global going with dashboards to be, you know, to a large extent. Clarify for the record, Carol, you're saying you needed to.
No, not so much just that, but thank you. It's just a good way for us to do a quick effort and look.
I also think that the top are also intended to provide the community a very simple way to figure out where, how to drill down, where, what area I mean. But Carol, we'll continue to look at that and how we make.
Department is doing their own assessment and full internal assessment. We will be using, and that concludes the presentation on the live. And I do very much thank everyone for that. I wanted to know if there's any other questions.
We're hearing a lot at this this ICANN about.
I do know that the
I-17 budget process.
Another observation that. And compliment the finance team on the transparency that you show. But also, I wanted on the record my disappointment for important things that occurs at ICANN. And,
very much. I think today is particularly. Thank you, and this concludes today's operation.